We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm Ashley.
And I'm Brooke.
And you're here with us on A Teacher's Who Talk Crime
Podcast. Hey, guys.
Hey.
How y'all doing?
You know, we know you getting this whenever date you get this. I don't know what date you're getting this again. But we just saw a clip of us on the television.
Yeah, we did. We sure did.
And we look cute.
Yes, we did. We are very cute.
We look cute.
I think that we nailed it.
We did a good job. I think we was very coordinated.
We were.
We were very, you know, we was practicing. We did it. And they appreciated our, you know, because that's why they posted it in the season premiere. So we love that.
Yeah.
But yeah, by the time you saw this, you saw that we, you know.
This episode's coming out about 7 weeks from when we're recording it. So
yeah, today is currently May 28th.
Yes. And you're getting this 7 weeks from today.
So how's summer break going, everyone?
Summer. Exactly.
You know, how's it going? I mean, Brooke's really on summer break right now. That's great.
Yeah, I did absolutely nothing today. Well, I have officially entered my third trimester. So, yay! And with that has come the inability to sleep. So, that's been fun. Two nights ago, I woke up at 1 o'clock in the morning, got on the couch, stayed up from 1 to 3:30, panicking about all the ways that my new job, side note, I left my school, got a new job. Yes. It was horrendous there at the end, and the damage was already done, and
You had to do what you had to do.
Yeah, I had to do what I had to do, and I had to jump ship and get myself back together. And anyways, woke up at 1 o'clock in the morning and panicked about all the ways that my new school was going to fire me because I was going to have to take maternity leave and how they were going to judge me off that. So just a total freak out moment.
But and they then know last that night, hiring you.
Right. And like, here's the thing is teachers that work there that I know, they have said that like, this school system isn't about that. Like they hire the best candidate, that they don't worry about stuff like that. They're also very much on top of finding certified subs. Like they're really good about it. So that's really comforting because my old school was not like that at all.
Wow. I mean, they just pick them from anywhere at this point. They're like, you got a heartbeat? You want to come sub here?
You. Yeah. Are you above the age of 18? Okay, we don't actually even care about that. Come on.
Yep, just come on in. Come on in. Just a year.
Yep.
I remember I had someone who brought a vape into class. Apparently, it smelled like bananas.
Wow.
And the kids were like, it smells like bananas. Like, what are you doing vaping in my classroom, sir?
That's crazy.
What do you think this is?
I had a sub this year that called one of my students girl with no mama. And she kept calling her that the entire class. She was like, hey, you girl with no mama.
Why would you say that to a child?
My student got up and called her a bitch and left the room.
Warranted.
And she came, the student came to me the next day. She's like, Ms. Dozier, I called her this and I just want you to know. And here's why I called her this. And yes, you can write me up for it. I understand I was wrong, but she kept calling me girl with no mama and I wasn't going to deal with that. I was like,
I would have been like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
I don't know what you're talking about. What you mean a write up? You weren't even here yesterday, girl.
Yeah.
So
then last night I could not go to sleep, so I stayed up till about 1:30 binge watching Sex and the City. And
wow, you're pulling a Brantisha, man.
I am. I cannot, like, it's just, I cannot go to sleep.
You, welcome to my life. I go to bed 12:31 every night.
No.
Every night.
I'm not,
it's currently 11:47.
I'm a 9 p.m.er. I'm a 9 p.m.er.
I've never been that girly. I don't think I will ever become that girly. I will never be her.
Wow.
I will
That's
never
crazy.
Be her. Even yesterday,
because I just
we got
get
back
angry.
From New York. At what?
Like, I just get angry that I can't go to sleep. And it just, like, fills me with rage.
Oh, wow. I'm just like, well, I can watch a show. I can pull some laundry.
Nope.
Twiddle my thumbs.
I just got so mad I started crying.
TikTok.
Yeah.
No, yesterday we got back from New York around, like, 10:40. Got the girls in bed. I go to bed to, like, 1. I watched
but
an episode
then
of Bridgerton.
How do you wake up and literally function?
I feel like my body is used to this at this point. Like, I don't even need coffee at this point.
Wow.
I mean, some days I might want coffee, not necessarily because I need it, just because I want it. I want that little caramely taste.
Right.
I think my body is just used to functioning on like 6-5 hours sleep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's weird because when I go to my parents' house, all I do is sleep there. I do is sleep. Like, I will take a nap midday every single day I'm there because I feel like part of me knows that my kids are accounted for. You can't nap?
I've never been a napper. When have you ever known me to take a nap?
I love a nap.
I am 7 months pregnant right now. I'm 7 months. And in 7 months of pregnancy, I've taken one nap.
Child.
And everybody was like, oh, the naps while pregnant are the best and you're going to be tired. You're going to want to sleep. Nope. I have not. I've taken one nap, and it was after church one day. And I knew that James and I didn't have any plans. And for some reason, I just said, James, I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to take a nap. And he said, okay. And that was the only time in 7 months that I've taken a nap.
I take a nap a lot. Like, when I'm on vacation.
Yeah, no.
Like, I like to take a nap. Like, if we do something in the morning and we got something at night, in between those two events, I'm taking a nap.
You took a nap on the boat that time.
I take naps everywhere. Like, yeah, I do not discriminate. I could take a nap in the car. I could take a nap on a boat, on a train, on a plane. Okay?
Yeah.
If a nap is going to be had, I'm going to have it every time.
Just not me.
Every time. I love a nap.
Not me. Mm. Now, I can sleep late, though. I can do that. So, like, even though I went to sleep last night, or I don't even think I went to sleep at 1. I cut Sex and the City off at 1:30. And I was like, Brooke, you're going to make yourself lay here until you go to sleep. Like, you have to go to bed.
Yeah, sometimes
and
you gotta do that.
Finally, I fell asleep. James came downstairs because I fell asleep on the couch. James came downstairs at 7 o'clock. And I said, okay, I'm going back up. I said, I'm going to bed. Like, I'm going to go get in the bed now. And so I got in the bed at 7, woke up at 10:30 this morning.
That's a good time.
Great. Yeah, it felt great. And I was like, but I purposely scheduled this day, today, as my do-nothing day. And I did nothing. I finished all of Sex and the City.
Nice.
There's only 6, actually.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I thought there was way more.
The more
Also, I restarted. Do you remember the show when we were like younger? You were probably in high school. I was probably like in middle school. And it was The Secret Life of the American Teenager.
I remember that name, but I don't think I watched it.
So I think I started it and I didn't finish it. I don't know. I remember it. And so I saw it on Hulu because I finally got Hulu.
Congratulations.
And yeah, all because of you and Abbott Elementary, which I did start.
Yay!
Yes. So, but I also started that show again, and the acting is horrible, but now I'm addicted, and I'm like, okay.
It's like when we went through our Degrassi phase.
Yeah, but I want to rewatch that.
Yeah. I would want to rewatch Switched at Birth. That was my show.
That was a good one.
I loved that show. Mm-hmm. That was a good one.
I liked Gilmore Girls, which I have rewatched. I was also Seventh Heaven. Do you remember Seventh Heaven?
I never watched that, but I feel like I need to watch Vampire Diaries. Mm-hmm. Everybody, my friend Bria
was
on. I want to
rewatch that one so bad.
Well, if you rewatch it, then I'll start it because I've never seen it.
Okay.
I've never seen it.
Oh, I will rewatch that one with you.
Okay, cool. Anyone on the Bridgerton kick? Anyone?
Yes, done.
Anyone?
Already finished part one.
I'm on episode 3. And when I tell you when I watch season 2, Kate and Daniel.
Wait. You're on season 1?
No. Here's the thing. Let's rewind. Watch season 1. Then I heard I'll burn for you. Whatever his name is, wasn't going to be in a show. And I was like, cut the show. I don't want to watch it. Right. So then Stephanie's been bugging me. Ashley, you need to watch Bridgerton. Ashley, you need to watch Bridgerton. I was like, all right, I'm going to New York for Memorial Day weekend. I have 4 days off. That's going to be my time to catch up to see if I really mess with this.
Yep.
Season 2?
Yep.
And this is not enough. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. You are the bane of my existence. And then what does he say? And the object of all of my desires.
Oh, my God. I was like, I want a man to come talk to me like that. Like, oh, I hate you.
But I cannot live without you.
Like, but I love you, girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I am in episode 3 of season 3 right now.
So you are at Penelope and Colin's season.
Yes.
Okay, so you have one more episode to go.
I do. And I heard episode 4. Is where it gets crazy. That's all my friends keep saying. The carriage scene. So I'm waiting for the carriage. Every time I see a carriage, I'm like, oh, what's going to happen there?
Oh, Lord. The carriage.
I just got done with the episode when they first had their little, And I was like, ooh, girl, that was a nice little. And she was just like, thank you. And ran away. I was like, girl, I would have ran away too because that was hot and steamy.
Yes. Okay, so have you watched Queen Charlotte?
I have not. My mom said I don't have to watch it like coinciding.
You don't, but you, okay. But when you film it, okay, because the part 2 of Colin and Penelope doesn't come out till June 16th, something like that.
So I got some time.
You need to watch Queen Charlotte. Oh my God. I think they're my favorite. I genuinely think that Queen Charlotte is my favorite. And she's like, I will stand with you between the heavens and the earth. I will tell you where you are. Do you love me? Yes. Yes, I love you.
Maybe I should have been born back then. Because I think
I should have. Me too.
Because this the way they speak, they're just so passionate about love. And I feel like this is just a passionate-less love environment.
Yep. I have looked at James with disgust since watching part 1. I am just like why?
Am I the object of all your desires, James? Yeah. Am I?
And then he walks in and he's like, that's not even true to the times. He's like, they would have never, no.
You don't know that.
And the servants. And then he's like, that wouldn't have happened. That music wouldn't have played. I'm like,
they would play wrecking ball on a violin, 100%.
You need to leave the room right now because if you don't burn for me, if I'm not the object of all your desires, you get out of this house now.
I know that's correct. Get the step in.
Bye. Because I will two-step with somebody else on the dance floor.
Okay. Doing my little dance. Yeah.
My dance card would be full.
I kind of low-key want to learn how to do those dances. They kind of fire.
I know.
They be in the circles and they switch partners. I'm like,
oh my God. I have an idea.
What?
Can that be the theme of your birthday party this year?
A Bridgerton theme party?
Yes.
As long as I can find my Daniel, okay? Because I'm going to be Kate 100%.
Oh my God. Yes, that needs to be the theme of your birthday this year.
Miss Sharma?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What happens if you think Bridgerton and make it a murder mystery?
Low-key. Ooh. We might be on to something.
We might
and be. Then low-key, like, how are we about to play Eloise like this? Like, is she going to be gay? Because girl giving off gay vibes.
You know, something's going on. Something's going on.
I wouldn't be mad about it if she's gay, but I feel like we need to make it up. We need to say, hey, she's
make it
be
known,
gay.
Like, you know, because I don't think they have an LGBTQ plus.
They do. Remember the other Bridgerton brother that has not had he's with he hasn't had a season yet. It's the other brother. It's not Colin. It's not Anthony. Okay. Remember, he went to art school and there was that scene.
Yes.
Yes.
They just slid that in there. They did just slide it. It was like, whoop, whoop, there it is.
Hey.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Because I'm wondering what's going on with her. Because she's just.
I mean, she's a little bit of a man hater. I'm just like, okay, girl, you can hate
her. She 100%. But then she had her little crush.
Oh, yes, she did. You're right.
She had
You're
a
right.
little crush, but then he kind of like flamed her and was just like, no.
Not really. She was just kind of like, he was not in her society.
But her society. So what?
So.
So what, girl? I don't know. You don't want to be a part of the society. So
exactly. Exactly.
So how you look down at him when you don't even want to be part of the squad?
I know. Mm. Yeah.
Ah, oh, what a good show.
But you do. You have to watch Queen Charlotte.
Mm. Okay. It's only one season?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
One season, and you get the backstory of the queen, and you get the backstory of...
her crazy man?
Yeah, of her husband. But you also get Violet, the mother,
mm-hmm.
Bridgerton. Mm-hmm. You get a little bit of history about her. And mm-hmm. you get Lady Dansbury. You get...
I like her.
You get some tea like on her. You get some piping hot tea on her.
I feel like she got secrets to be uncovered. Skeletons in her closet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I need you to come back when you see what secret I am talking about because I was not ready.
Okay, well, I'm going to probably caught up to Bridgerton by tomorrow, I would say.
Yep.
I would say tomorrow. So now I'll start my little Queen Charlotte. That's going to be great.
It's great. It will
be. It's going to be great. I'm heavy into the ACOTAR series right now. Sarah J. Maas.
The books. Yeah.
Sure am. Mm-hmm. I'm on the last book. And here goes my friend, Bria. Bria, if you listening, yeah, I'm talking about you. She want to just start the series. I'm about to be in the last book of the series. Wait for me to finish so we can read the last book together. Girl.
Is she listening or reading?
She's reading. She's on book 2.
Okay. Okay.
She needs to pick it up. So now I'm reading my like backup books to not listen waiting to on the her. Last A Court of Silver Flames. I'm waiting eagerly. She's got books to go. She's telling me things I already knew happened. Girl, catch up.
Yeah.
Get it together.
Like, I want to sit here and tell you about Queen Charlotte, but I'm like, you got to figure it out.
Dang.
Yeah, it's scandalous.
Ooh. Well, I'm excited.
Oh, yeah.
We probably should cut this conversation because people are going to be like, oh, they talking too much.
Okay. John, you can snip whatever.
I was scrolling through our reviews and I read that one that was just like, oh, I read this one and I fast forwarded 14 minutes and they were still talking. I'm going to delete it from my queue. Okay.
That's fine. John, just cut all that Bridgerton stuff down.
No.
Just cut it down.
Don't cut it down. Leave it. Because the people love to hear us talk. The people love us.
Well.
So.
Okay. So we'll stop talking and we will get into our...
Estudiante Estrella.
Yes.
Our Estudiante Estrella today, the name is a bunch of emojis, so I'm just going to interpret it the way that I see it. So it looks like praise him with a heart. So it's the praise him hands and a heart. Okay. So that's what we're going to call you because that's literally all I have to offer.
Okay. Gotcha.
And praise hand and a heart's review is titled Love, Love, Love.
Yes. We love the love.
Mm-hmm. We sure do. And praying hands, not praying hands, praise him with a heart says, this is a great listen to get me through the workday. Short and sweet and to the point. Thank you.
Yep.
We love that.
Yes, we do.
Praise him with a heart. I thank you so much for your review. This gold star's for you. Bing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Love that. All right. Well, we're going to get right into it.
Let's do it.
Sit down. Shut up. The murder is about to begin.
Ahora.
All right, trigger warnings today because we will be discussing the death of an 18-month-old baby.
Not a baby.
So I do want to go ahead and preference that just in case this is hard for anyone out there listening and you just kind of want to skip to next week or go back and kind of binge some old episodes. You are welcome to do so. So the headlines shocked everyone as they read, quote, 18-year-old Georgia pageant queen arrested for the murder of an 18-month-old child. This left many confused, heartbroken, and angry. But let's get into it. Today's case centers around Trinity Pogue, who was previously a contestant in the local National Peanut Festival pageant and the former Miss Donaldsonville. That's a very long name for a town. Mm-hmm. Donaldsonville. Okay.
Donaldsonville.
Which, here's the crazy part about this whole thing. I have been to the Peanut Festival multiple times.
Have you really?
Uh-huh. So, Troy, where I went to college, mm-hmm. it is about 30 minutes away from where this Peanut Festival is held every year. It's huge. Mm-hmm. And they always have a big concert. It's like it either kicks the season off or either ends the season. I can't remember. But me and my college boyfriend would always go mm-hmm. every year. It was like our thing. So every year in college, we would go to the Peanut Festival. And it's like this big fair, and they have a concert, and they have a pageant, and this pageant winner then goes and competes for Miss Alabama, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
So this is like a really big deal because not only have I attended this National Peanut Festival, but several of my sorority sisters have been the winner of this pageant. Yeah, it's wild. Like the connection is very close. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So it's
How
a big
crazy
deal.
Is that?
Yeah, so it's like a huge
Alabama?
Deal. It's in Georgia. Now, okay, hold on. So it's in Georgia, mm-hmm. but it's like right there on the Alabama line.
Got you.
So you like skip, hop, jump. You know?
Okay, cool. Yeah. Put your toe in Georgia or Alabama. Uh-huh,
you just kind of, mm-hmm. there you go.
Got you.
Now, so this is a little bit like close to home for me, just where I went to school and college. This is where we went every year. It's a fall, like a fall fair, basically. You can get some fried Oreos there. You can get fried Twinkies. You can get corn dogs the size of my arm, and they are amazing. Oh my gosh. Great. It's wonderful. Y'all know me and my corn dogs right now. Okay.
I love my corn dogs.
Oh, anyways, mm-hmm. I digress. Mm-hmm. So the headlines read that Trinity Pogue, a previous Miss Donaldsonville pageant winner, also competed at the National Peanut Festival pageant. She was instantly arrested and taken into police custody and was being held without bond at the time when Georgia Southwestern State University police informed the GBI, which is the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, that an 18-month-old was admitted to the emergency room at Phoebe Sumter Hospital in Americus, Georgia. This is about 140 miles south of Atlanta, Georgia.
Okay.
On January 14th, 2024, around 2 p.m. So here's how this happened. She is a student at Georgia Southwestern University.
Mm-hmm.
She lived on campus. Mm-hmm. And around 2 p.m., authorities got called in. Now, the campus police got called in. And they were called in about a child that was unresponsive. This is the 18-month-old child.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The child is then transported to the hospital. This is when the campus police were like, oh, this is weird. This is suspicious. And they called the GBI, who swooped in and came in and arrested Trinity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the hospital did attempt to perform life-saving measures on the baby, but the baby did unfortunately die at the hospital that day.
Wow.
Now, the child's identity did come to light later, but per the WALB, Sumter County Coroner Mathis Wright said that the child's name was Romeo Engels on his birth certificate. But at the hospital, the father of the child came forward, and this was Trinity's boyfriend, and he said the name of the baby was Jackson Drew. Therefore, I will be referring to the child moving forward as Jackson Drew.
Hmm.
This is what most of the sources called the baby as well, but I did find this very odd.
Yeah, because why does your birth certificate say something completely different than what you were calling this child? And let me just run that back. The baby's father is Trinity's boyfriend?
Yes.
Okay. And Trinity's not the mom?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So Trinity's boyfriend is the baby's father.
Mm-hmm.
The birth certificate reads Romeo Engels. The father is referring to the child as Jackson Drew. And then most sources also kept stating that the baby's name was Jackson Drew. So I'm going to go with Jackson Drew. Moving forward.
Interesting.
But it that was worth noting. And it was unclear why there was a name discrepancy. Yeah. I could not figure that one out. Unsure about that. But
yeah. I could see a nickname, but like the whole thing is changing. There's no similarities.
None. Right. So Romeo Engels sounds like a Hispanic name, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Jackson Drew does not sound Hispanic to me.
Mm-hmm.
It just feels like two totally different names.
No, 100%. They don't correlate.
No.
At all. Like, the letters, they don't start with the same letter.
Right. Right.
But if this is what you named a baby.
Yeah.
Why? Because then imagine growing up and getting your birth certificate and being like, who is this?
Yeah. This is not what y'all call me.
That's not me. Who is this? You gave me the wrong paper.
Well, you know? Then, like, how do you get your driver's license?
You don't.
What do you tell them?
like hey, confused. This is my name is you know, my name is Jackson, but here say I'm Romeo. So do what you will.
Here are both pieces of information.
Maybe you have
that
my
have.
Real name up top and then my actual parentheses call name on the bottom.
You could.
I don't really know what we're doing here.
So. Not sure where the name discrepancy came in at all. Mm-hmm. Just going to, moving forward, call him Jackson Drew.
Okay.
So when Jackson was sent in for an autopsy after he had passed away at the hospital, which was super tragic, mm-hmm. he was pronounced dead. And their findings at the autopsy and the morgue initially found that Jackson died from blunt force trauma to the head.
Wow.
Now, Trinity was 18 years old. She was mm-hmm. a college student, and she was the girlfriend to the baby's father when she was charged.
Mm-hmm.
She was charged with felony murder, aggravated battery, and cruelty to a child after much investigation took place.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this came about after several police interviews took place and the examination of the evidence. She was then given a bond of $75,000. And on February 21st, 2024, she was released on that bond.
Mm.
Now, although she was let out of jail, she was restricted to an ankle monitor to watch her going and coming. However, did find this very weird too. So most places do have restrictions after you get out on bond, county to county, person to person, case to case. They're all a little different.
Mm.
However, one source did say that she didn't have those restrictions associated to her bond. And that she could leave the city limits. And in fact, she did. She did return, but like it wasn't like she was restricted from doing so.
Was she still going to school?
I found that a little odd. No, I didn't see anything about that. But I also just found that to be a little strange.
No, that is strange because,
you know,
she's able to go wherever she pleases.
But she just has to wear this ankle monitor.
And you murdered a child.
Yes, a baby.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
But you can go wherever
which
you please.
She previously wasn't going to be given bond. They originally said no. And then I guess lawyers did what lawyers do. Things mm-hmm. happened and she mm-hmm. was given a $75,000 bond, which we know you only have to pay 10% of your bond.
Yes.
So somebody mm-hmm. was able to cough up 10% of 75,000.
But my question is, why even offer this large bond if you only got to pay 10% of it?
Okay.
I never understood that.
I know. But also, if I, because she does not want me to tell this.
An anonymous source.
an anonymous source bailed out their baby daddy from jail one time. And they were like not on speaking terms or whatever. And so this anonymous source was like, well, I'm just going to call the bail back. I'm the bond back in and have him arrested. So yes,
you could do
and,
that.
Yeah, yes, because, okay. Then if I bond you out, okay. Mm-hmm. My name's on the bond. If you don't show up to court, they come and arrest me. Yes. I did not know that's how bonds work until this anonymous source was like telling me all this stuff.
Dang, it's like you're a cosigner or something.
Yes. I'm just going to be real skeptical bonding folks out. I'm not that I have ever really been asked to bond anybody out.
Criminals around my circle. Just saying.
Right. Right. But just in case.
I'm going to put a couple dollars.
Call me.
Put a couple dollars on your books and we'll call it even. Okay.
You can get some hot Cheetos up in there. On me.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
You don't even have to Venmo me when you get out.
My treat.
My treat. Just don't ask me to bond you out.
Because I ain't got no money.
Nope. Nope. I ain't even got 10% of 10%.
Can't even do that for you, baby.
Sorry. So it's interesting. And I'm sure her family bonded her out. Most families do take care of the bond. I don't know who signed for it, but it is unusual to not put restrictions on a bond.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most and a lot of lawyers argue like, oh, my client's not a flight risk. And then the prosecution's like, oh, but they are a flight risk, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she bonded out. She bonded out on February 21st, 2024. So this is still very, 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 very recent.
Mm-hmm.
The investigation proceeded with the media making reports of Jaxton Drew's injuries and how his fatal injuries were inflicted in a dorm room at the Georgia Southwestern State University in Americus, Georgia. But the police said these claims could not be proven at this time as they were not 100% on where the alleged crime actually took place.
Hmm.
But that Trinity was involved. So the campus police are saying, and the media are saying that the incident took place in her dorm room.
Mm-hmm.
And that is because that's where they found the unresponsive child.
Understood.
But the police are like, well, we really can't prove that because it could have taken place
elsewhere
over here and then transported to the dorm room.
But nonetheless, she did it.
Nonetheless, she's involved.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. It is to be noted, though, that Trinity did attend and was enrolled at this university as a freshman. It is also worth noting that on January 12, 2024, at Oaks 2 dorms on campus, police responded to a call where the 18-month-old Jaxton Drew was found unresponsive. So the call came in. They rushed over campus police. We've already addressed this. Now, here's where the media is saying, well, actually, we can corroborate that this happened in the dorm room because students in the surrounding dorms were questioned, with some mentioning that they did hear something unusual on this day from the other side of the walls. Mm-hmm. And if you have ever lived in a dorm room,
paper thin,
you know, they are paper thin walls. They are poorly built. They are there to just house as many people as they can. Freshmen don't care. You're at the bar anyways. You're just there to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So these dorm, I fully do believe that whatever's happening in a dorm room, you can hear it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think about when you were in college, you know?
I mean, I was a little different. I was a little hoity-toity in college. I don't like sharing. I'm not a good sharer. Okay. I like my own space. So when I went to go tour Penn State Harrisburg, they were like, and here's the dorms. Everybody gets their own room. And I said, excuse me? I get my own room? They were like, yeah.
Yeah.
As soon as I got home, I saw that paper. Here, accept me.
Freshman dorm, I got my own room too. Shared a bathroom. I shared a bathroom and I shared living and kitchen quarters, but I had my own room.
Yeah, there were four of us to a dorm.
Uh-huh.
And we each had our own room.
Two on each side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was nice. I just didn't want that real college experience. I didn't want to.
Were you co-ed?
No, it was all. I mean, we were co-ed in like each apartment.
Building.
Like one would be in the building, but we were all females in the room.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Same. Mm-hmm. And then I moved into a house for 2 years with like one of my sorority sisters. And then I moved into the Phi Mu house. Our sorority house, which also was paper thin walls, but it was only girls, so it doesn't really matter.
It's fine. Everything's
So one female student came forward and even said, quote, "That kid was crying for a long time until everyone said that suddenly it just stopped and no one knew what happened." Dang. Now, this is a freshman college student. Mm-hmm. Babies cry. And then, yes, they do soothe themselves and they do stop. Mm-hmm. That you can argue that, sure. But she's saying that the kid was just crying, 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 and then it was just like done.
But also, what is an 18-month-old baby doing in a college dorm?
Great question. It's a great question.
You know?
Yes. So this student was just doors away from where Trinity lived. And when she said she heard the baby crying for well over an hour.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. The student also said that they couldn't be sure, but assumed Trinity was in a relationship with Jaxton Drew's father and that the death was mysterious to all the students living near her at the time.
Hmm.
Another student said, nope. Mm-mm. Another student and friend of Trinity's said the following about the matter. Quote, "As a person, I say she was very, at the time, very outgoing and very, like, fun, communicative, everything. I'm still in disbelief." The pageant directors affiliated with Trinity's title got wind of all of this happening and instantly stripped her of her crown. They were quick to say that Trinity's actions were not a reflection on the city in which she held a title. They gave the following statement, quote, "The city of Donaldsonville is not a pageant, is not in the pageant business. We're about moving forward. When you hear the name Miss Donaldsonville, you of course do connect it to the city. And that is not how we want to be represented at this time."
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So in conclusion, a GoFundMe page was organized for Jaxton's father, whose name is Jaxton Williams, and it included the following message. "The unfathomable thought of having to bury a child. There are no words that can bring peace, no words that can bring comfort, an innocent life that was taken from this world way too soon, a laugh that will no longer fill the room, a smile that will no longer light the darkness." The post went on to celebrate Jaxton Williams, the father of Jaxton Drew, and his father being his sole caretaker with custody of his son. And I put in quotes, custody, because it is unsure if he actually had legal custody of the child because there was no father listed on the birth certificate. And I'm almost certain, due to what I know going on with people that I personally know, you cannot fight for custody of a child without being listed on that child's birth certificate.
Hmm.
So he lived with his father full time.
Mm-hmm.
But the father is not listed on the birth certificate. So legally, he did not have full legal custody. Yes. So I put custody in quotes. Because I will say, people kept describing Williams as an amazing single father. That he stepped up, he took his baby in, he provided a home for him, he was providing a life for him.
Mm-hmm,
he
mm-hmm.
was in a relationship with Trinity, but like he was doing a single father role.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And one family friend said the following, describing Jaxton Drew's father, William. "Ja had been in our life for a long time. It was amazing watching him grow into one of the best fathers around. A man that took on the role that even most women struggle with today." So yeah. I could not find any negative words about the child's father.
Great.
It is my belief, opinion, read, like here are your warnings. This is Brooke Dozier's, Brooke Ham's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, these two are in a relationship. She's been around the kid multiple times. Hey, babe, I got to go run some errands. Do you mind watching Jaxton Drew for a little while? Oh, absolutely. No problem. Sure. I'm sure she's done it before. We still don't know what happened. She has admitted to nothing. She has not entered a plea yet. It has not gone to trial.
Wow.
I have set alerts on my computer to let you guys know when it does.
Mm-hmm.
But as of right now, she is still out on bond.
Wow.
This case is still seeking justice for baby Jaxton Drew. And the GBI asked that if anyone has information on this case about Trinity or about Jackson Drew's death, please call the police. If you would like to submit an anonymous tip, those can be done by calling 1-800-597-8477, or you can download the app, See Something, Send Something, and you can put that on your phone. I know. I was like, that is what we say.
I like that.
I know.
I like that.
So this is a very, very, very recent, like she just got put on a bond in February. It is May. There's not a lot of time passed. We know how slow the judicial system moves. Mm-hmm. She has not gone to trial. She is not guilty because she has not been to trial. She is being accused. She is suspect number one, and she is their prime suspect. But all of this is alleged until she has her day in trial.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. I can't wait for this to unfold because, like, I believe your theory that, you know, they're together. Mm-hmm. She's been around the baby. But at what point do you now hit this baby mm-hmm. in a way that that baby is unresponsive and then later passes away? Especially right. if you've been around this baby enough.
But you got to think, to classify something as, because the coroner, like, the autopsy has ruled this homicide mm-hmm. and they have ruled it homicide by blunt force trauma. I do not condone hitting a baby, but hitting a baby one time would not cause blunt force trauma.
No. Like,
this would have to be
over. And then you have to think you're in a dorm room. Like, what are you really having there?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I.
Yeah.
I feel like she probably got frustrated that the baby was crying. I mean, they said the baby was crying for over an hour.
Yeah. And she's not the mom. And so, you know, is it easy to lose patience with a baby that's crying that's not yours and you don't even know how to deal with babies? Mm-hmm. Sure.
But then also, why agree to watch this man's baby? You know what I mean? If you weren't equipped enough to do that, and also, why didn't you call his father? I mean, I don't know where he was going. If he was going somewhere, I don't know the situation you're out in, but why don't you just call him? And be like, hey,
I actually can't do this.
He's crying a lot. And I've tried everything. I fed him. I changed him. I rocked him. I sang to him.
Yeah.
I pat his little booty, you know, give him a little burp. He burped, you know, it's not working. I need help. But
yeah.
But then I'm also wondering, so the walls are paper thin. They heard the baby crying. Then suddenly did not hear the baby crying. But that's if it's blunt force trauma.
What else did they hear?
You didn't hear nothing else. It was just like, wah, wah.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like there's more to that story. There's more to uncover. Whoever said that they heard the baby crying and then suddenly didn't, so there was nothing in between. There was nothing in between. It was just crying and then
which goes back to like what the police were saying is like, how can you truly prove that this actually took place in the dorm room?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because to your theory, if it did take place in the dorm room, don't you think they would have heard more?
Yes.
Because you're not going to lose your temper in silent. If this happened in the dorm room, she's probably screaming at it, allegedly. She might be like, if this is happening the way they're saying it's unfolding.
Yes.
She's angry. She's impatient at this point. Yes. She's yelling at the child.
Mm-hmm,
so
you
would think they would be able to hear that as well.
Yes.
So that's why the police were like quick to shut down the media to say, well, you can't speculate that this happened in the dorm room. We don't actually know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So,
but then the people were like, actually, we do know because we heard. Well, what else did you hear? Because that couldn't have been all you heard.
Right. Because
you're not just going to be like,
shut up.
You know what I mean? You're not.
Yeah.
That's not. If you're that frustrated with, again, a little baby.
Uh-huh.
Who that's what babies do. They cry.
Right.
And you as the, guardian of that child for that time, you let that baby down.
Yeah. Exactly.
You let that baby down. I mean, I'm eager to know what actually happened because from what you're saying, that is what it seems. That's what it's appearing to me what happened, that mm-hmm. she was watching the baby, lost her temper, and then, you know, did something horrendous mm-hmm. that she should have never done.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm. So I will keep you posted on when they do plan to have a court date. I do have this. I'm following it on TikTok as well. There's another girl covering this case on TikTok as well. And it should, if anything, a preliminary hearing should be coming up.
Mm-hmm.
They do normally try to get those in quick and to see like what plea are you going to enter.
Yeah.
And then from there, they schedule like trial and stuff. So as of right now, she has not said innocent. She has not said guilty. She's done nothing. She's out on bond. And that's what we know.
Wow.
So
that is a shame.
Yeah.
That is a real
shame. So if
you
do know anything, please speak up. Mm-hmm. If you would like to donate to Jackson Drew's father for services and memorial stuff, the GoFundMe is in the show notes. You know, you can always do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the pageant queen killer that TikTok wow. says.
I have so many questions.
I know. A lot of things are unanswered.
Yeah, a lot of things. Like, what in the world? How long were y'all dating? How long were y'all together? How long were you in the mm-hmm. baby's life? Where is the mom?
Like, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, we have a lot of things to know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she might do what's right and just plead guilty.
Yeah.
And then that way she won't have to really answer any questions.
Yeah, she could enter in an Alford plea. And that is, hey, I did it, but I don't have to tell you anything about it.
Mm.
A lot of people do that. You never know. She well, could say she innocent and try to fight it.
Mm.
You never know.
Yeah, because
we have seen some crazy theories in court.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Well,
thanks for bringing us that. Pageant Queen oh. Killer. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Really, really could be anybody. This anybody could be a killer. I mean, granted, I knew that, but like a pageant queen.
Mm-hmm. Which I will say, these are not my comments. These are her TikTok's comments. But she has been getting drugged through the mud about her appearance because I think you have an image of what she might look like
mm-hmm.
as a pageant queen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know what competition she had to win this title.
Hmm.
But I'm wondering if it was slim.
Hmm.
I just think of Miss America. I think of...
Yeah, like literally like...
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But TikTok's having a field day with her appearance as a quote-unquote pageant mm. queen.
But pageants are, in my opinion, they're a lot. I feel like because then...
They are.
Because then we have these preconceived notions. You know, like, oh, well, mm-hmm. you don't look us, you know what I mean? Like,
right.
And who are you? Who are y'all to judge somebody on their beauty? You know what I mean? Like,
exactly. Exactly.
You know, like, who
exactly.
are you?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy. That's really crazy.
It's wild.
I'm eager to see this unfold because, like I said, I got uh-huh. a lot of questions. I got a lot of questions.
Yeah.
I got a lot of questions.
But that's all I got for you.
Oh, well. Thanks for bringing us that. Wow. Thanks.
Yeah.
Mm-mm-mm. It's 12:33 a.m., y'all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
And I'm probably still not going to bed yet. Got a little more fight left in me this evening.
Gotcha. There you go.
And you're going to be up till, you know, 1 o'clock, you know, 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. We have our 4D scan tomorrow at 11. So I do have to wake up and actually, like, get... rest.
Okay, so maybe you should try and lay yeah. down and rest your eyes.
Yeah.
Give it a little slumber sleep.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm going to try.
Okay, you know, that's all we can do. That's right.
It is. It is.
What I tell my students every day. Did you try your best? It's all Ms. Brent cares about. Thank you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. 11 days for me. 11 Woo-hoo. Days until summer break, so we're just stretching a lot.
Heck yeah.
We're going to get there. Mm-mm-mm. So,
and then we're going to yeah. be in Wyoming before we know it. Yeehaw.
Yeah. Yeehaw.
Woohoo.
It's funny because I might be going to a rodeo this weekend, actually.
Oh,
Cowtown.
Preparing.
Yeah. In Cowtown. Yeah. It's like a farmer's market and all stuff. I've heard about it. Never
okay.
been.
Okay. Get your boots so, ready. Boot, scoot, yeah. boogie.
I mean, okay. Boot, mm-hmm. scoot, and what?
Boogie.
Boot, scoot, and boogie.
Yeah.
Now, in cowboy terms, what that mean? Like, let's go? Or like, Yeehaw? Uh-huh. What's that mean?
That's also a song. Boot Scoot and Boogie.
Okay. The more you know. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to go look that song up on my Apple Music. But yeah. As always, the bell don't dismiss you.
We do.
So we'll see you next time, y'all. Bye.
Boot Scoot and Boogie.